Good morning. We are Wednesday, the 15th of March, 2023, and this is your greatest day. And God is really working in everyone's heart so wonderfully and so powerfully, and everyone has become so strong and focused. Yes, there have been challenges and different situations, but you know, as we take these things to God and lay them at His feet, as we pray, as we cast away the things that may weigh us down, as we move forward with God, you know, those things will become as nothing. In fact, the things that you've gone through, you'll look back and laugh at, because you know it was just a trick of the enemy to try and stop you from moving and walking in the fullness that God has called us, you know, because we got the spiritual mind, we got the carnal mind. And but now you are strong, now you are powerful, you know, and God has raised you up powerfully. And I got inspired today and I just wrote down some of my thoughts, which I do now and again as I'm inspired by God. And so I want to share some of those thoughts with you, just to bless you, because you are doing well. And sometimes we might not feel that we're doing well, and sometimes our circumstances might not be telling us we're doing well, but you're right on track with God. And you just stay there. You just stay with God, stay thankful, knowing that there's seasons. And God is doing a new and greater thing in all of us. God is doing a greater and new thing in you. And all those struggles, you know, at times of disappointment, times of feeling anxious, times of feeling like giving up, they're fading out. They're fading out because God has made you strong. God has been working in you and He never stops. It's just where we put our carnal mind. Are we bringing our mind subject to the world, or are we bringing it, and our thoughts and our feelings, or are we bringing it back in alignment with what God says about you? Because He loves you. You can't do no wrong in His eyes. And so God is really blessed with you. And the open doors God is opening for you now is for you to really flourish and grow and move forward. And so it's going to spring forth, it's going to appear right before you suddenly. And God has prepared you to move into that suddenness of blessings. So you're stronger than you've ever been before. And those new doors, these new doors of grace, these new doors of favor, these new doors of blessings are opened up to you now. They're beginning to open up. And as you move forward, more doors will open up. And then you'll be moving so quickly and in such blessings. And any distractions will not actually be a distraction. You'll just recognize them for what they are and you'll keep moving. Because faith in you is now strong. Fear is gone. Anxieties might try and linger there. But you are so strong that it's under your feet. You recognize it for what it is. So God really wants us to walk forward, shaking off any disappointments, any worries, any fears, any doubts. We cast them down and we say the blessings of God. So the seasons of God's blessings and peace and strength and increase will now spring forward. So fear not, for God has sustained you, He's kept you, and now you're stronger. And as you stay with God, like you've been doing, now is the time to soar with the eagles. We may have been flying with the pigeons or even a bit higher, but now God's going to take you up on the wings of His Spirit to fly and coast along with the eagles above the world where you're seated, because you're seated above the world spiritually. But now you're going to start seeing this in your life, in your circumstances and situations. You will soar way above it. God's going to give you answers and solutions and direction. He's going to open up doors where people will hear your words. He's opening up people's hearts. So these are great things we can also say, but I know these are the things God's put in my heart to just take note and to encourage you. So the things of the past, they're gone. And behold, now the power and strength that's within you is going to spring forth. The wisdom, the power to bring healing and deliverance and to cast out devils, to command your environments to be strong and filled with the presence of God. And there's going to be blessings in abundance in every area. and it's going to spring forth really quickly, and they're going to overtake you, because the blessings of the Lord chase us down and overtaking us. They're overtake you. You know, you're going to be so blessed with these continuous blessings, because God wants you strong, and because you've shown yourself faithful in the difficult times, He's going to bless you so greatly now. So God's unprecedented favor is flowing to you right now from the heavenly right-hand side of God, with unexpected blessings and with multiple increase and growth. And where you were weak, now you are strong, and now you're unstoppable. Now you're settled and you're established. And when you're established, there's peace. Peace starts to be the dominant force. And then the great outreach in the areas that God has called you to live and move and have your being. Because really, how we think about ourselves at times, you know, sometimes we do wake up. Sometimes we do have negative thoughts and feelings. But that is just your old paradigm. That is what's coming from the subconscious mind, of the things that we've learned, and also maybe the things from yesterday. It's in the subconscious. So the way we get it out is by saying and declaring what God says, by making these wonderful declarations of victory in the name of Jesus Christ, of strength, of energy. Because as Jesus is, so are you in this world, as He is right now. And so we don't dwell towards the negative emotions. The negative emotions are not from God. And these thoughts and what's in the subconscious mind is your subconscious mind is your emotional mind. And you don't think from that. So when you really want to do the things for God, but you're just feeling emotional, or you just don't feel like it, that's from the subconscious trying to stop you. That's the paradigm. So when we recognize that, then we can start saying, this is what my God says about me. This is what I'm going to do, regardless how I'm feeling. Because that is a paradigm and it's a lie. And God's word is light. So light be, strength come, and get up and move. That's what we got to do. Get up and move. Keeping our hearts light. You know, that we travel light. God doesn't want us to be burdened down with the sins of this world, or with our own negative thoughts and actions that we might take. And God doesn't look at that anyway. It's only us that look at that. So God has really prepared the way, and He's really given us great things to look forward to. And He's with us in every situation, and He's really egging you on. And so we don't look at the things in this world, because it just makes us come down. So God wants us to have high level of faith. And I just want to read to you Hebrews 12. And we start in first one. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Now this great cloud of witnesses is all the believers that God spoke about in Hebrews chapter 11, where these guys moved by faith. They were great examples to look at, that they moved forward in faith. It says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So anything that weighs us down, we turn from it, we give it to God, forget it, and we move on. And it says, and the sin which does easily beset us, you know, we can go to the carnal very easily. So when we recognize that, we just say, no, I'm not doing that, I'm moving with God. And then it says, and then let us run the race with patience. And this word patience is endurance. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So anyone that runs in a race, if they're doing long distance, they got to pace themselves. And if they start off too quickly and they run for too long, they're going to run out of breath. So we do the things, we run this race with patience, endurance. We start out with God in that rest, in that peace, not letting the negative thoughts bombard us and bring our faith down. So we rebuke them out the way, and we know God's taking care of it. And then it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So he says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith,
because the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. This is where our faith comes from. So who for the joy, so Jesus had the joy set before him. He knew what he was going to inherit by being obedient to that cross. And he despised the shame. He wasn't even focused on the shame. And he sat down at the right hand side of God. So he didn't let nothing take his focus off God. And then it says in verse 3, for consider him that endureth such contradictions of sinner against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. So God is saying, consider what Jesus done. Consider that he didn't hold anything against them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He didn't hold against them that they beat him and they raped him and they hurt him and they mocked him and they shamed him, and he did no sin at all. And he said, God says, consider what he went through, lest you be weary and faint in your mind. In other words, what you're going through is nothing compared to what he goes through. Any struggles you go through is nothing compared to what he goes through. So bring your mind to what Jesus went through, and then that'll really put things into perspective for us. And so God wants you to be blessed, he wants you to be strong. And when you go back, that was in the Hebrews 12, if you go back to Hebrews 11, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Jesus endured the cross because he knew what he was going to inherit. We can endure anything in this life because we know God's going to deliver, we know God's going to provide, we know God's going to come through, and we know we're already seated in the heavenly spiritually, and we know that even if we was to die in this earth, we're going to be raised up and meet Jesus face to face in the air. So we can really move forward when we set our minds upon God and what our Lord Jesus Christ done. Then we know our bad day or our bad emotions or our bad situations, nothing compared to what our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ endured. And he was a man. He had thoughts, feelings and emotions. But he brought his mind in subjection to the will of God. And we can do the same. And then it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. God spoke forth. So that things which are seen were made of the things which do not appear. God knew what he wanted and he called it into existence. And then it goes on and gives this whole record. These are the cloud of witnesses from Hebrews 11:4 downwards. I'll just read a couple of them to you. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he won witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Hebrews 11:5, by faith Enoch was translated or transported that he should not see death, and was not found because God had transported him. For before his translations or transportation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, Enoch was a man, he died. Jesus Christ was the only one that was risen from the dead and is still alive today. So God just moved him from one place to another. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, without believing, without confidence, it is impossible to please him. In other words, God can't really come through for you if we're not believing, if we're dwelling on the negatives and stuff like that. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, so when you present yourself before God, must believe that God is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when we go to God, we give him our situations, or the things that we're praying for, we know he's there, we know he's listening, and he says he'll reward you for doing that. So when you pray, God's going to answer your prayers, and he's going to do it exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. And so, you know, just remember, we go to God in faith, in our hearts and our minds, not with doubts, not with worries, not with fears. We give all that to God. We cast our burdens on God, and then we go to him and we ask him what we desire. And we can come boldly before the throne of grace to find help and mercy in the time of need. God is saying, ask me, I'm going to do it for you, and I'll take care of you. You don't have to worry about a thing. And so then it carries on, by faith Noah being warned of God. And then in verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place. And you can read the whole record yourself. But so God is with you. This is your greatest day. Nothing's going to stop you. Behold, new things will spring forth in great multiplication, outreach and growth. Remember the desire that God put in my heart, the theme for the year was God's desire realized. What God says he's going to do for you, you're going to realize it's true, and it's going to be in front of you. So God bless you.